Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a little something to get us started. You are absolutely pure. You are without any body and mind and beyond Maya. Do not be ashamed to say, I am the Self, the Supreme Reality. So for today, we have a theme. It is called the Sacred Holy Place. Living in grateful awareness. Okay, so rest back in reality that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person there to be listening. All is God. All is spirit. So follow a breath and just be aware of the breath coming in and aware of a breath going. Let go of mind. Awareness does not need thoughts to be awareness. Relax into the flow called breathing, knowing you are not doing any breathing. It is just taking place, and you are aware of it. Letting go of thoughts or feelings or sensations, just watching, but not doing. Be as you truly are, empty. Leave everything. Leave the thoughts, leave the feelings. Leave I, leave consciousness, just be empty. There is only you here and now, since before time you were present. And you are the only presence now, having a form or having a name does not make you a person, nor does it make any other form what it has been labeled. You are the very presence of God. Be still. So I thought today we could talk about sacred or holy place. Okay. Now the dictionary has the meaning for holy. It is dedicated or consecrated to God for a religious purpose. It is sacred. Metaphysically, holy means spiritually whole, of unimpaired innocence. Holiness is wholeness in spirit, mind, and body. Okay. So I'm sure we have all heard from time to time about special locations being sacred or holy. Okay. And Perhaps even many of us have made trips to some of them, of these holy places. Or we have been made acquainted with stories about ancient relics being sacred or holy. And perhaps some have made trips to have a look at some of them as well. But there is only one holy, sacred presence, and that is you. You are the mountain that is the most sacred. You are the ancient one and holy. You are the holiness beyond anything that we hear, beyond anything that we see or touch or taste or smell. There is only one that is sacred. All else is concept. So do not confuse the outward appearances with the infinite essence of the within. Now, there is the ability within us to spend every moment as this holy, sacred place. Okay. So I'd like for us to take a look at how the day has been so far. Okay. Now, how about upon awakening? Was there a giving thanks for the glorious day rising before your awareness? Or how about a thanksgiving for being, just being? And maybe a thank you for the contentment and being at peace with the self that is myself. Being consciously aware from the moment consciousness rises and the eyes open. Or do not open, being consciously aware of who I am, bringing my full attention to the reality that is myself. So maybe there was a coffee or a tea made before our get together. Now. How about the awareness of that? Was the attention fully on what was taking place? Getting the cup, getting the water, getting the coffee, putting things together. Full attention on this moment. Not thinking about 20 minutes later. Thinking about 20 minutes past, but fully aware of the moment. So maybe a thanks for the production of the workers. Thank you. But you're also being, you're also the presence of God consciousness. The workers who saw to it that the land was looked after and the coffee beans produced. Or the tea plants, which were also looked after by workers who are also God presence. Or perhaps a thanksgiving for the sun and the rain needed to make it all happen. And then there's the packers and trucks. Thanksgiving to truck manufacturers and drivers to deliver the coffee or tea to where you are able to use a vehicle and drive on the roads to get to the store that was built for you to be able to buy the product. Or perhaps even have them delivered right to your front door. And also the cups. How did they come to you? What are they produced from? How about the water supply coming from the faucet? If by magic we just turn a handle and out comes water, the water to facilitate that making of the coffee and the tea. Oh, and did you also use cream or sugar or a spoon? Just for a moment, contemplate the magnitude of just following this one item. It is mind-boggling how the completeness of it unfolds. It seems like such a simple thing. I made coffee, but was I aware of any of it that was actually taking place? Or was mind leading us to somewhere down in the future, a few minutes hence? So was there a thank you and a blessing for these things and a gratitude? Or again, did it all take place without any real awareness of what was really happening? We are so accustomed to going through some of the day's unfoldment unconsciously, unaware of the magnificence and the magnitude of what is actually taking place. We speak of oneness. We may even be seeking oneness. And yet at every opportunity to contemplate it in such a simple manner goes unnoticed. I think we would perhaps think more about the coffee if we were unable to get the coffee beans. But since they are so readily for us, it's an unconscious thing. Okay. So that one little example is but the tiniest tip of an iceberg, so to speak. The depth of it is incredible. There is nothing here but you. You are the cause. Well, not the cause, but the reason for the visible. And the essence behind every object is you. We may meditate on oneness. We may contemplate oneness, but seeing the inner connectedness of all things can truly help to deepen that understanding. I tell you my story. I have often sat and contemplated just all that has to take place to get one egg to my home. And that might sound like a silly thing to do, but the more you look, the deeper it gets and the greater it expands. When we bring our attention fully to the contemplating of what is taking place now in this moment, you will find mind acquiescing to that. It will quiet. It will be engaged with this moment. It will not be wandering. You will be utilizing it to stay in this stillness, a silent contemplation of exactly what's taking place. Just as the hand, just watching the hand in the intricacies of what this hand is capable of, and it reaches out and it grasps the handle of a cup, and it moves it up to the mouth. To stay in that simple awareness, you are being as you are, empty, just being aware, but not doing, not engaging, not judging. Just being. So let's go back to when you first woke this morning, okay? And just follow a breath. So the first thing, eyes may even still be closed. And we bring to conscious realization, I am grateful for this day. Simple. But there's something that takes place within when you're saying that from the heart, not the head. I am grateful for this day, this light, this presence. I am grateful. Or you can take it a little further if you like, for the beauty and peace and love that shines and abounds from within me this day. I am grateful. Thank you. Thank you that it is so. And who are you thanking? You are thanking the pure presence, your very own being. There is nothing apart from you. Now, again, when we keep our attention on the moment, we are grounding ourselves in the now. You can only live fully and completely this moment that you are aware of. You cannot live where the mind would like to lead you. You do not live in the future. You cannot live in the past. So, in our fullness, in our attention, we ground ourselves in the now. We are fully present. And we can recognize the holiness and the sacredness of our being to be in such a moment. And we give our fullness to what is in the moment. If the hand is reaching for a glass, I'm aware of that. If the faucet is being turned on for water, I am aware of the sound, the appearance, the feel of that moment. I'm aware of the feel of it when it touches the lips of the body, when it enters the mouth of the body. I'm aware of that feeling. Is it cool? Is it cold? I'm aware of how that feels as it progresses through part of the body. So I'll not belabor this. I think that you're getting the idea of it. So, yes, you can say each morning, I am grateful for this day. Thank you. I am at peace with myself. Thank you that it is so. And I am grateful for what fills my life with stillness and freedom. Okay. So, how many have taken time in their practices to work on being stable in this nowness, being stable in the reality of your own being. Yay. 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 Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. To take that each moment and be fully in it is to be fully alive. Life is only now in this moment. And that is the fullness of you, this moment. Great. Beautiful. Okay. Well, I know it's a little short for the day, but do you have any comments or some questions that we can take up? And I apologize for the camera. It is what it is. So, give me some comments on when you do your practice. How does that feel? How does that, I don't know, encourage you to continue to go deeper or higher? Hey, good morning, love.
Good morning. I just before our meditation this morning, I managed to get a walk in, and it's very beautiful out and very cold. And I just noticed that when I'm walking, I feel this stability first in my body, in my, like I feel my connection to the earth. And it seems like it just moves up my spine, and there's this whole kind of sense of space and stability. And presence, that's what's it, presence. And it's very spacious and very different than when I'm lost in thoughts.
In that same,
it's hard to look at.
In that same feeling comes, in every moment, if you give that moment your full attention. Sometimes it's much easier to do that when we are on a walk or sitting by a pond or a lake or something where it's nature and, but to bring that attention to each moment is being that fullness. Is being aware of that fullness of every moment, because every moment is your life, is the life that you are. Every moment is that life, not just when we take the body for a walk. Okay.
Yeah.
Or not just when we set to try to quiet the mind and come into that heart center. But every moment, no matter what we're doing, to be fully aware and fully conscious of what is taking place. And that does help grounding us in the now, in the life that we are. Exactly. So yeah, like my egg, I mean, it just goes on and on and on and deeper.
Yeah, it's
it's incredible, and in recognizing some of that, it really does expand the conscious awareness that everything is interconnected. Everything There's nothing here in the universe that is separate and apart. It is all interconnected in some way, somehow. I mean, even the milk, you've got to take it all the way back to the grass. You've got to take, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
But it does
And
begin to
yeah.
show you the connectedness of everything. And in the feeling of that connectedness, that deepens your understanding of oneness. It helps to ground you that there is but one. Because everything is out from the essence. The pictures are there, but everything, all those pictures are of the essence. And it is the essence that is the one, not so much the object. It is the essence. So you have to go all the way back to the essence, begin to establish the pictures, and it all becomes interconnected.
And that word stability is
Stabilized yet.
even as you flicker on the screen, I feel state, I can focus on that stability.
Right. Yeah, this is just a picture.
Yeah.
It's not myself. It's just but one of the 8 billion expressions. In trillions, I guess, when you come to objects and animals and insects, it's just one of the trillions of expressions of the essence. You know what helped me, Mary, is when you said we'd become aware of it when it wasn't there, when we didn't have the. It made me think about when, and the idea of gratitude was really important because that does ground us in this moment, not. And when you talked about, not thinking of the past and not going to the future, that grounds us in this, just in this now moment. Yeah, I thank you for that exercise. I'm gonna definitely use it. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
It takes us from being unconscious to the life that is present, to being conscious of the life that is present. And that is yourself. And it's much more fun to be conscious of being rather than being unconscious of being you.
Oh, It's like when one of when the power goes out, like when you have a storm, boy, that's a wake-up call. Then you really get
That brings you right to the moment, doesn't it?
that brings you right to the moment, and it's
Oh.
like, and then when it comes on, all of a sudden you're like so grateful. So we do appreciate it more when we don't have it. Yeah.
I think it creates more patience and more understanding, less,
It
it
brings
takes,
out that naturalness of our being. Yeah. Yeah. Because we have our attention on it. And where your attention goes, there you go. There goes your power. Yeah, where your attention is. So. But is it another one of the practices that helps to bring us to that stabilizing in ourself? And then obviously once that has taken place, it's just a pleasure just to be as I truly am. It's not a practice. It's only a practice because we are so, again, so accustomed to just going through the day unconscious. Okay, so we need a little practice to bring us back to the reality that is ourself. Then that becomes stabilized. There's no practices. It's like, just learning how to write your name. You practice that, but once the practice is complete, you don't practice writing your name for the next 30 years. You got it. You got it. You're just living it. You're just living it. All right. Is it anything else for this morning? Because I would encourage you today to pick one item and follow it for a while and see where it takes you. Everybody's complete on this? Okay. And we will close it up. Let us pray. Most beloved being, there is nowhere that is not filled in holiness, where there is nowhere where I am not. I am the fullness, the sacredness of the moment, and everywhere is holy. In my silent attention, I recognize it is so. Amen. Om Namaste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy blessings. Happy blessings for a joyful day. I am grateful for this day. I bless it by my presence.
Okay, thank you, Mary.
Thank you, love. Thank you for being.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
I
Mary.
appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you, Peg. Thank you. Happy blessings.
Thank you, sweet Mary.
Thank you, beloved. Thank you. Thank you, love.
Thank
Thank
you,
you, love.
Mary.
Thank you, love. Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank
And
you.
Catherine, thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
blessings. Happy blessings.